Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In the past hour, the long-awaited final report into the inferno that engulfed Grenfell Tower in London in 2017 has been published. RTE's Barry Lenehan is there for us. But first, let's listen to the inquiry chairman, Martin Moore-Bick, laying out the report's key finding about who bore responsibility for the 72 deaths.
The simple truth is that the deaths that occurred were all avoidable, and those who lived in the tower were badly failed over a number of years and in a number of different ways by those who were responsible for ensuring the safety of the building and its occupants. They include the government, the tenant management organisation, the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, those who manufactured and supplied the materials used in the refurbishment, those who certified their suitability for use on high-rise buildings, the architect, the principal contractor, and some of its subcontractors, in particularly Harley Curtain Wall and its successor Harley Facades, some of the consultants, in particular the fire engineer Exover Warrington Fire, the local authority's building control department, and the London Fire Brigade.
Let's go to Barry now in London. And Barry, the Met Police said today that the investigations into all of those individuals and entities couldn't proceed to trial while the inquiry was ongoing. Haven't they said that?
That's right, yes, and that Met Police investigation already costing 109 million sterling, saying no prosecutions possible until the end of 2026 at the latest. The family saying justice delayed, justice denied, but today still here in central London, the publication of this inquiry report, still an important stepping stone for families, survivors, bereaved. A report of just over 1,500 pages has landed within the last hour, and Sir Martin Moore-Bick, he's just finished his public address by naming those who died. Among the 72 names he listed out, Limerick's Dennis Murphy, who died in the fire 7 years ago, and Sir Martin Moore-Bick, as alluded to in the clip there, no one taking central responsibility in his view, rather a chain of failure. He set out a path to disaster at Grenfell, stretching back to the early 1990s over how fire safety had been regulated. He had criticisms of national governments, in particular the David Cameron administration of 2010, of local governments, of officials of the London Fire Brigade, of the owner management company at Grenfell, but he also took particular ire at those who manufactured the cladding at Grenfell, as we can hear now.
We set out our findings about the testing and marketing of the main products used in the refurbishment: the Rainabon panels, the Celotex RS5000 insulation, and the small amount of Kingspan K15 insulation. We discovered that there had been systematic dishonesty on the part of manufacturers involving deliberate manipulation of the testing processes and calculated attempts to mislead purchasers into thinking that what were combustible materials complied with the provisions of the statutory guidance that advised against their use. That dishonest approach to marketing was compounded by the failure of two of the bodies that provided certificates of compliance with the building regulations and statutory guidance.
Now, we heard Barry mention of the cabin-based company Kingspan. So what does the report say about them, and has Kingspan responded today?
Yes, the multinational Kingscourt company's building, its Kooltherm 15 insulation product was used at Grenfell. However, only 5% of the insulation of the block was this, and it didn't contribute to the spread and speed of the fire. However, Kingspan does come in for criticism from Sir Martin Moore-Bick in this report. Kingspan was said to have, quote, cynically exploited the industry's lack of detailed knowledge to, quote, create a false market for combustible insulation products in high rises. Now, Kingspan has already reacted to the report this morning, welcoming its publication and pointing out how it explains clearly that the type of insulation wasn't the principal reason for the fire spread. And in relation to that criticism, it said it has long acknowledged the wholly unacceptable historical failings that occurred in part of its UK insulation business. And as I speak, families are milling out here of the inquiry's offices, so more reaction to come throughout the afternoon.
Yes, and Barry will have more reaction to that report on Drive Time later on. Barry is reporting from there throughout the day. Thank you very much to Barry Lenehan from London, and confirmation there that that report into the Grenfell Tower fire has pointed to failures by government and the construction industry on the danger of flammable materials in high-rise residential buildings.